and welcome to the Oracle Cloud Podcast Cafe, where you'll get the latest information about cloud transformation and what the cloud means for your business. I'm Kelsey Ruppel, Product Marketing Director at Oracle, and today I'm joined by Daryl Eicher, Senior Product Marketing Director at Oracle. This is another podcast in our Practical Path to AI podcast series, where we've been covering how artificial intelligence is reshaping the business landscape and help you better understand how to get on the path to AI adoption. Today, we'll explore how self-service integration and automation gives every employee a simple way to connect productivity and enterprise apps on their own. Welcome, Daryl. So with the tsunami of productivity apps out there, why is self-service integration such a hot topic for digital transformation for both business and IT leaders?
Well, thank you, Kelsey. Yes, connecting apps has always required technical specialists. So when a field service engineer can connect Slack to Oracle Service Cloud on their own, that really changes everything. Agile operations rely on data-driven best next steps for both strategic and day-to-day decisions. And when marketing managers can automatically share Eventbrite attendees to their enterprise CRM without coding, that's good for connected business. Self-service integration addresses the explosion of productivity apps that overwhelm IT with the cost and risk of data leakage. It's a simple, recipe-based way for business and IT professionals to connect apps with enterprise, SaaS, and on-premise systems using clicks, not code. Traditionally, integration dealt with enterprise apps. And now this explosion of bring your own app, bring your own device, means enterprise IT leaders need to bridge the gap between these consumer apps and enterprise, SaaS, and on-premise systems. I recently spoke with Brent Seaman, VP Cloud Solutions at Mythix, about his experience of connecting their digital app for approving statements of work with his NetSuite SaaS system. Using pre-built connectors from Oracle, he's saving his sales consultants 10 to 15 minutes at a time. And that's adding up to the biggest public sector deals and record annual revenues for his growing firm.
Wow, that's pretty compelling that lines of business can connect to the apps themselves without involving IT. I know as a marketing manager myself, I would benefit immensely from this in my day-to-day work. But what does self-service integration do for business analysts and IT architects?
Self-service integration gives business analysts and IT architects simple ways for field engineers to send Slack notifications to Oracle Service Cloud using clicks and not code, an ever-expanding shared library of pre-built connectors. Oracle self-service integration gives every support representative the ability to simply send Slack notifications into Oracle Service Cloud, or get an escalation on a Trello card when a service incident closes, and then notify Oracle Sales Cloud automatically. Self-service integration allows business and IT to simply combine and adapt recipes to automate day-to-day tasks and free up time to do more important things than just updating and sending notifications manually. When sales managers can set up a Slack alerts for new opportunities from their enterprise CRM, more deals close faster. When IT has the governance and visibilities their industries demand, they can leave personal automation to business experts and focus on more complex integrations. In a recent conversation with Gary Buffington, EVP of Avio Consulting, he told me he's sharing his experience of digitizing incentive compensation using Oracle Integration Cloud with clients to show what he calls the right hammer for the right nail really accelerates delivery of complex transformation projects. Self-service integration gives every employee the ability to leverage these pre-built compliant connections in simple recipes using clicks, not code, and without requiring specialized IT resources.
So then, Daryl, how does self-service integration close the productivity gap for AI adoption?
Self-service integration means that more employees have an easy way to connect and automate day-to-day activities without involving IT. And that's really essential to digital transformation and a dream come true for employees who want to get their apps to work for them. For example, sales managers can set up Slack notifications for new opportunities from CRM systems or escalations from their service systems. When contacts register for an event using Eventbrite, sales managers can save time and trouble by automatically updating their CRM system. Similarly, service technicians can automatically update incidents in Service Cloud when notifications are received in a Slack channel. And with Oracle Integration Cloud and self-service integration, IT leaders are excited to get the same enterprise-class governance across all integration design patterns needed to effectively employ AI and ML in transformation journeys. Self-service integration allows them to delegate simple integration and automation between productivity and enterprise apps to more employees for quicker response times and lower cost of compliance.
So, Daryl, before we close, we have talked a lot about Oracle self-service integration, but why should our listeners consider Oracle self-service integration for simply connecting their productivity apps with secured systems of records?
Three things really set Oracle self-service integration apart, Kelsey. First, our application connector support goes way beyond simple consumer app integration for weather and surf reports to connect applications such as Oracle Sales Cloud, Oracle Service Cloud, Oracle Marketing Cloud, and more, with an explosion of innovative productivity apps. Second, self-service integration is part of Oracle PaaS integration portfolio for SOA developers, applications IT, and business experts. It includes API management and comes with a simplified and more unified subscription pricing model. Perhaps most importantly, self-service integration provides a really, truly collaborative integration experience that puts automation in the hands of every employee and frees IT specialists to focus on more complex integration and automation challenges. To put this in context, I spoke with Dwayne DeBeek, Director of Financial Systems at Sinclair Broadcast Group, about what this kind of capability means to his strategy. And what he told me was, self-service integration is the next logical step for our digital transformation. He says, we started our journey with ERP SaaS, and we adapted and built our compliant connectors, and now these extensions can be used by any employee to innovate in record time with less cost and risk to the business, and they can do this on their own. You know, Kelsey, the future clearly belongs to the fast, and self-service integration speeds time to connection from months to minutes. What do connected businesses like Sinclair do with that kind of agility? They do more with what they have, they get better returns, and they reach new markets faster. Self-service integration democratizes automation and protects the currency of the digital economy, enterprise data.
Well, thank you, Daryl, and thank you to our listeners. To learn more about AI and what it means for the enterprise, please be sure to tune in to the rest of our podcast series, A Practical Path to AI. You can find more information at www.oracle.com/cloudcafe. Until next time, this is Kelsey signing off.